Exclusive, Kelly Chibica, Mitch McConnell knows he doesn't have my support. By Robert Krajicek on November 7, 2022. Kelly Chibica, the Republican candidate running to represent Alaska in the U.S. Senate, said on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday with host Jill Polack that Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, would prefer ruling over a partisan minority than a subsidiary role in a partisan majority. Mitch McConnell knows he doesn't have my support, Chibica said of the Republican Senate leader. He's not a leader. He's only in it for himself. He's just counting who's voting for Mitch McConnell to hold leadership. He would rather have a minority he can control than a majority he won't. She added, he knows that I won't be bought, and I won't be bullied by the insiders in D.C. I think that terrifies him, but I think that's exactly what the American people want. They want people who represent us. Chibica linked McConnell, who has elected to the U.S. Senate in 1985, to the growth of an entrenched political establishment in Washington, D.C. We're tired of career politicians, she stated. We want public servants. We don't understand why their quality of life increases while our cost of living increases. Why are we paying for the popularity of the people in D.C.? She described McConnell's conduct over nearly 40 years as a senator as emblematic of an imperial capital city ruling over America. We are saying enough is enough, she remarked. Government is supposed to be of the people, by the people, for the people. Mitch McConnell is defying the determination of the delegates of the Republican Party in Alaska. The Republican Party didn't start in D.C. with the sovereigns ruling over us telling us what we're supposed to do. It started with like-minded people in America saying we're coming around the common values and common interests. And we're going to form a collective as our First Amendment right to assemble and say, this is what we believe. She went on, Mitch McConnell is a senior Republican leader from Kentucky. A senator in Kentucky, coming up here in Alaska. Trying to tell us who our senator is supposed to be. They removed Murkowski and censured her from the Republican Party before I ever announced my campaign. Now Mitch McConnell, he's telling us who our senator is supposed to be. He doesn't get my support because he is not representing the people of Alaska, she added. He shouldn't get anybody's support. He's just in it for me, myself, and I. So I'm not sure who's going to rise up and say that they're going to try and take on leadership of the Republican Party. But I say anybody is better than Mitch McConnell. Because we need to lead our country forward with people who have courage and common sense, and that is not Senator McConnell. Chibica emphasized Murkowski's centrality to and complicity with the Democrat Party's goal of shutting down fossil fuel production across America under the guise of combating climate change. Lisa Murkowski is sabotaging our resource industries, crushing our families, and hurting our workers, by killing jobs, Chibica stated. We can't pay for rent. We can't put food on the table. We can't heat our homes. We're having a hard time paying for gas and groceries this week. She added, no state in the country is suffering like our state because the Biden administration and radical nominees confirmed by Lisa Murkowski. Sometimes with tie-breaking votes, they've issued 26 direct executive actions to shut down Alaska and our economy and our industries. Chibica concluded, Mitch McConnell's pledged $9 million in dark money to help Lisa Murkowski keep her Senate seat. Even though she was censured by our last Republican Party and removed from membership, told she is not allowed to run as a Republican up here. It doesn't matter. The establishment is against us here in Alaska, and that's what we've been fighting. Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.